This is Jay Sekulow. The CEO of STEM Express says it's all about volume.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
What about intact specimens?
I mean, if you had intact cases, which we've done a lot, so we've sometimes shipped those back to our lab in its entirety. Okay. That would also be great if you have
the entire case.
Yeah.
The Center for Medical Progress recently released yet another video exposing Planned Parenthood. Now, this clip features a woman identified as the CEO of the company STEM Express openly joking about how they buy fully intact fetuses from Planned Parenthood.
So many of the academic labs cannot fly like that. They're just not capable.
Why is that? I don't understand it.
It's almost like they don't want to know where it comes from. I can see that. Where they're like, we need limbs, but no hands and feet need to be attached. And you're like,
they just want the long bones and they don't want to see that.
They want you to take it all off. Like, make it so that we don't know what it is.
Bone the chicken for me and then
that's
we'll,
it.
You know, and
like,
then I'll eat it. But
we know what it is. Yeah. I mean, with their lab.
So this goes to that whole stigma.
Oh, yeah. And their lab techs freak out and have meltdowns, and so it's just kind of like,
This is not about a right or left issue. This is right or wrong. And whether we are going to stand up for those who cannot speak for themselves, or if we're going to just turn a blind eye and pretend that this is not happening.
Do you feel the same kind of support like from Cecile and from Deborah? And
and just, you know, everyone in PPFA and just, you know, the affiliates. I mean, I just think you're either in the cause or you're not.
Yeah.
And if you're not in the cause, like, they don't need you around.
You need to get out.
They need champions. Yeah. And if you're not a champion, you should go. It's, you know, volume present.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
So it's video number 7, and it includes the conversations with Kate Dyer. She's the CEO of the medical procurement company known as STEM Express. You heard in the open, it's all about volume. They talk about fetal parts getting anywhere, depending on the part, $50, $75 or more. Then you've got that they said the academic labs really don't like the full, what they call intact specimens or intact cases, because they really don't want to know where it's coming from. But the veneer of Planned Parenthood, the veneer of Stem Cell Express, for that matter, has been peeled back. And the reality is this latest video, I think, front and center shows that the industry of abortion is what this is all about. And it is the sale of fetal body parts. And they want intact cases. That means whole babies that are killed without having their limbs severed in the womb. We want your reaction to this. And I want to play this also. Do we have the president's statement about blessing Planned Parenthood? Play this.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
I mean, this is... And God bless you, Planned Parenthood, and God bless America. I've said it before. I'm going to say it right now. Should not be in the same sentence. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Your reaction to this, your taxpayer dollars going here, and more shocking statements coming up. If you want to talk to me via Twitter, it's at Jay Sekulow on Periscope or Facebook, United Post Comments. Jordan, your reaction to the latest one here.
Well, this just it just underscores the brutality of this business and the callousness of those who are involved in it. Laughing about the technicians being sick and getting upset and causing, you know, this physical and mental distress because they may open a package to STEM Express that contains an intact child, and that's what they're supposed to dissect for their research purposes.
I'm going to play a bite when we come back from the break, folks. These are shocking. I'm warning you now. And I want you in on this conversation. We want to know your reaction to this. What is the political ramifications of this? Do you think this is a political conversation? It should be part of the political conversation. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air again, 800-684-3110. We already got comments coming in by Facebook and Periscope, loading in already.
That's right. Join us on Facebook and Periscope. All you have to do is go to facebook.com/jsekulow. You can watch us streaming live, interact with the show, get your questions or comments on the air. We just got one from Christine on Facebook who said, thank God that all these babies have you to fight and protect them. God bless you all.
Well,
so we have a lot of great comments coming in on Facebook and on Periscope.
All right, folks, sign that petition to defund Planned Parenthood to ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ at ACLJ.org, we get a matching gift for it.
The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Well, the bites that are coming off this latest video are unbelievable, and I'm going to play. Will, which one do you want to play first here? Because some of these, I mean, in the context, like number 10 and 11, are very strong. I mean, the academic institutions not wanting to know where the stuff's coming from. Others talk about the parts. So which one do you want to go with?
Let's go with bite six.
Okay, number six.
On the range piece, what do you guys feel like you could do on that front? Maybe.
So what would keep your lab happy? Like what would make your lab happy?
Another 50 livers a week.
Another 50 livers a week. I mean, Jordan, they are in, I mean, look, you call this whatever you want, but they are in the part harvesting business.
Yeah, I mean, we think about this, it's like a Hannibal Lecter or something like that, 50 more livers a week. And they're talking about, when you think about what they're talking about there, they're talking about livers from babies. And as we were talking about, you know, 20 weeks into a pregnancy, up to 26 weeks into a pregnancy, and even longer, you know, they're also working in states that don't have those kind of restrictions. And so the idea here that they have said now on the record, STEM Express, that working with Planned Parenthood, they receive fully intact children delivered to their technicians, and that they need some warning about that because they want to make sure the technicians know before they open the box what they're receiving.
Yeah, I mean, this tells you how gruesome this is. Folks, we've got a petition up to defund Planned Parenthood. We need you to be part of it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We are going to get some movement on this later in the fall, but we need your help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me also say we're in a matching challenge campaign, and we're a little bit behind last year, so we could really use your help. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, not only tax deductible, we get a matching gift for it this month. So if you donate $10, we get $20. $20 is $40. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Got a comment in from Dorothy Joseph. Said, thanks for bringing light to this. So many don't know what is going on in these places of horror. We have another person who just commented, said that Planned Parenthood feel like America's death camps.
Yeah, well, they are. We are going to play for you evidence. This is the statements again. I want you to listen to this. They're talking that this is about business. This is about volume. Listen to number seven. I'm laying the evidence out for you here.
It's, you know, volume for us. And just so you guys know, too, on the collection side for us, we're also, as you know, as you see Megan out there at clinics, right? I mean, we're working with, you know, almost like triple digit number of clinics. So it's a lot on volume. And we still need more than what we do. So it's a lot. So I don't think you're going to hit a capacity with us anytime in the next 10 years.
Not going to hit capacity with us in the next 10 years. By the way, then later in the taping, you'll hear them talk about they need champions in this fight. Their fight, by the way. So they are harvesting. They are encouraging abortion. Is that veneer gone? If there's somebody, by the way, that opposes my view on that, I want to hear it, whether it's on Facebook, Periscope, or on the phones. I'd sure like to hear this. I'd like to hear a defense of Planned Parenthood in light of this. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Sure, let's go to the phones. Heather is calling online, too, from St. Paul. You're on the air.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, everyone.
You're on the air.
Thanks. I just wanted to let you guys know, in St. Paul this past Saturday, we attended the Planned Parenthood rally.
Yes, I heard you had thousands of people.
We had 4,500 people.
That's great.
But the thing of it is that the media still ignores it. I guess is just my comment, is that there's a groundswell. But
yes. Let me tell you this, though, Heather, and this is the reason I want to thank every single radio station we're on right now. Every single radio station we're on right now from every state, about 900 affiliates of our broadcast. I'm thrilled that we have the Facebook technology. I am thrilled that we have the Periscope technology, because despite the media blackout on this, the fact was it looks like well over 100,000 people showed up at clinics in one day. And I think this is very important. The question here is, and this is the question we're asking. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. But this is the question, I think, Jordan, that people have got to come to grips with. We're seeing these last couple of videos have focused on the business side of this. We have said that Planned Parenthood, this is their business. Now we know harvesting organs is part of that business. This has exposed the business side of Planned Parenthood.
You're right. Where their resources are coming from, where their revenue streams are coming from, and they're in this business of not just performing the abortions, but then taking the babies, sometimes now we know intact, or the parts of babies,
yep,
and then selling them off in pretty significant transactions. And we know about Stim Express, but the truth is they were caught up in this sting on the videos and the documentaries that were released. But they're likely other companies that are doing business like this. Stim Express, remember, because of this pressure, as much as even in the news today, they're trying to defend themselves, they stopped doing business with Planned Parenthood.
Yeah,
so
even
it got
then,
bad enough.
Right. Right.
As much as they were doing, saying, you know, they're delivering these intact children to their facilities for their technicians, they stopped doing business with Planned Parenthood because of this attention. So it was still financially a better decision for them, and because of the oversight and the investigations ongoing, to just stop the business.
Yep.
We got a comment on Periscope from Jeff Foss, 76. He said, the biggest argument I've heard in media is abortion is a low percentage of Planned Parenthood's income. How true is this, and where does that number come from?
Well, it's not true. They say it's only 3% of their revenue, but if you look at their procedure revenue, which is take the government funding out of it, this is a big part of their business. Look, this is the aspect that they don't do mammograms. I mean, this is just not true. They refer very few. The numbers are just 347,000 abortions a year. They're in the business of abortion. I mean, there's a great bite that we're going to play. I'm going to play it right now. Again, it's terrible, but it talks about Cecilia Richards and Dr. Nuktala, who, of course, was the one that was first caught on tapes. Listen to number 13.
Do you feel the same kind of support, like, from Cecile and from Deborah?
And just, you know, everyone at PPFA and just, you know, the affiliates. I mean, I just think you're either in the cause or you're not.
Yeah.
And if you're not in the cause, like, they don't need you around.
Get out.
They need champions. And if you're not a champion, you should go.
Yeah.
Because that's just, you know, and I don't know, the clinics, you know, they're very guarded, as they should be.
Yeah.
And who do they let in their house? They want champions in their house.
Champions for death. That's what this is. It's champions for death. That's what we're talking about here. Folks, we need you to sign this petition now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Yeah, champions, all right. Champions for death. Go ahead, Logan.
Sure, we have a comment from Twitter from Stephanie. She put, I'm all for talking about this issue, but what are we actually doing?
So we are, you're going to hear in a moment from Ed White, senior counsel for the ACLJ, who was just in San Francisco litigating against the National Abortion Federation. You heard from Frank Mannion yesterday We were in state court at the Supreme Court of Maryland with Planned Parenthood on the other side, in the state of Maryland on the other side. We have sued Planned Parenthood. We have taken legal action against Planned Parenthood. I fought them at the Supreme Court. And then that's not to mention, Jordan, what we've done on the legislative side of this, both in this current Congress and in previous times. I mean, this has been a very active area for us. And Stephanie, it was a good question on Twitter. But Jordan, answer what we're doing on the political side.
Well, that's right. I mean, you've got, this is fighting a mega corporation. So they've got, you know, this was an article in Newsbusters just last week about how Planned Parenthood gives awards out to journalists. So think about, you know, they have smart strategy. So they're thinking, hey, if we give these journalists these awards, they're not going to say nasty things about us. They gave them out to 16 just last year. And so when you're fighting them on Capitol Hill, I think there was a story today. It was today that every single senator who voted against defunding, except for one, was funded by directly by Planned Parenthood's Political Action Committee. So literally every vote they got but one was receiving money from them.
That mean that tells you the reach.
Yeah, but we got a comment coming in on Periscope. One person said, what will happen with this petition? Didn't they already vote to defund it and not go through?
So Jordan, let's go. I think we need to go back through that. So here's the thing that happened. There was a vote, but McConnell, the leader, voted no. And the reason he voted no was that allows us to bring it back up. If there was a vote, Jordan, if they allowed the vote, if we could have gotten a 60, we would have won with 55 or 56 votes. And as these additional revelations come out, I think there's more and more momentum here.
That's absolutely right. So we have to continue to build on this momentum and build on the discussion. We've got a big national election coming up next year. And because of that, this will refocus attention. As much as these mainstream outlets do not want to cover this story, when presidential candidates are talking about it forced to talk about it, then it will get coverage. And so the timing is right to have this battle and continue to have this battle on Capitol Hill. But, you know, I would just underscore to people, they need to understand the reach of Planned Parenthood. Literally, the votes they're getting, they're paying for on Capitol Hill, just like a major corporation would do through lobbying efforts.
No doubt about it. We're taking more of your calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Ed White, senior counsel for the ACLJ, is joining us for an update on the San Francisco litigation involving the National Abortion Federation. But you want to take action, we need you to. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And let me urge you again, as much as we need your signature on those petitions, and I urge you to sign on to defund Planned Parenthood, we also need your support at the ACLJ. Go to ACLJ.org. You'll be getting some emails from me over the next couple of days. Support our work with the last week here of our matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Back with your calls and comments in just a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our petition right now. Stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110 on Facebook and Periscope as well. Share this with your friends. Get in the conversation. Someone asked earlier, what exactly are we doing? Jordan talked about the legislative side. Well, we're litigating. We're litigating the life issue. And Ed White is a senior counsel for the ACLJ, and he was just in San Francisco, California, on the main litigation, the National Abortion Federation litigation, which is an attempt to shut down these videos from being released, the most recent one being released today. We represent one of the board members of the National Abortion Federation, both his corporate and individual capacity. Ed, let's give everybody kind of an update on what that litigation is about right now.
Sure. The National Abortion Federation filed a lawsuit about 3 weeks ago seeking an immediate injunction to the release of any video that was filmed at one of their conferences. The judge granted the immediate relief, which was to stop any release of those videos. And since then, the parties have been trying to right now have the judge clarify how broad this injunction is, because National Abortion Federation is seeking
right
to stop all videos.
So it's important for people to understand, Ed, that Planned Parenthood has not filed a lawsuit. People are saying the Planned Parenthood litigation, we've got litigation with Planned Parenthood, but it's not this case.
Correct.
So this is the National Abortion Federation, and this was the initial videos that came out early on. Now, there's a motion to clarify. We're joining in that motion to clarify and to narrow that order?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So let's talk about with a strategy here. What do you believe the strategy, what is the National Abortion Federation ultimately trying to do here? They don't want this information out.
They don't want the information out, and they're trying to make a claim that anything learned at one of their two conferences, whether one in Baltimore or in San Francisco. So if you met somebody and then later saw them at a Planned Parenthood conference and talked to them, that should not be allowed to be made public. So they're having this very expansive request to the judge to stop further videos from coming out and to remove videos that have not only been put out by the Center for Medical Progress, that are on websites all over the world right now.
You know, Jordan, I want to ask you this, because as Ed's talking about the litigation front here, you've been working closely with Than on the public policy side and on the advocacy in Washington. They work hand in hand here, and there's going to be investigations of Planned Parenthood called by the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Well, that's absolutely right. And so these investigations, one of the reasons why Stim Express, the company which is in the spotlight again today, because the comments by their CEO, Kate Dyer, they have cut off business with Planned Parenthood. They have ceased to do business with Planned Parenthood because of the investigations ongoing. So their immediate response to the congressional committees was, we're no longer doing business with Planned Parenthood, so we're not doing anything future, trying to get the investigators off their backs, really. And the truth is, this is just the surface of the companies who have been exposed. We've also seen the corporate impact this has had on those who may have been giving, you know, what's so-called charitable contributions to Planned
right
Parenthood, if you could even use that term. And they have all been very defensive as well. And these are some of the, you know, major companies in the United States and even in the world. And so, again, there is a lot of work we have to do. When you go through these reports and look at the amount of money Planned Parenthood spends directly to sitting members of Congress on advocacy campaigns in key elections, they're spending millions of dollars a year just on politics in the states. Then you've
right
got what they're doing, you know, lobbying their different efforts as well. And the idea that they've got the media on their side in this story, that if somehow we stop funding Planned Parenthood, we're going to not be funding women's health.
Yeah, that was their line, which has also been debunked. We've got a lot of comments and calls coming
That's
in.
Right.
We got Ed on the line here. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, let's take a call. Let's go to Alan. He's calling from Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, good afternoon.
Thanks.
First of all, I just want to say thank God for you guys.
Thanks.
Really appreciate everything that ACLJ does. Jay, my comment was this. You know, I'm in public relations, and I mean, if we could get the Christians and the pastors in the local communities to demand that the local news channels, the local TV and radio news channels, the newspapers started exposing this at the local level. What institutions, what colleges in our communities are buying these baby body parts from STEM Express? You know, we don't, I'm in Atlanta. We're a huge news market, and yet you barely hear anything from ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox.
Well, look, they have tried to bury this story. I mean, because the academic institutions, I mean, we've got a bite. Let's go ahead and play it here. This talks about the academic lab. So this is the reason, Alan, I'm going to play this and then get Ed's comment. This is the reason why. Take this as, again, the CEO of STEM Express. This is what they're saying.
So many of the academic labs cannot fly like that. They're just not capable.
Why is that? I don't understand it.
It's almost like they don't want to know where it comes from. Yeah. I can see that. Where they're like, we need limbs, but no hands and feet need to be attached. And you're like,
they just want the long bones and they don't want to see that.
They want you to take it all off. Yeah. Like, make it so that we don't know what it is.
You know, Ed, this is, you know, and this, and Alan, that's the reason why, you know, these academic institutions this way. But this litigation is important because this group and our clients have peeled back this veneer on Planned Parenthood and these other abortion providers. I mean, they have exposed it in unbelievable ways.
You are 100% correct. What these videos are showing to the world, and the more people who see this, the more they understand, is we're not talking about, oh, it's a bunch of little cells and no big deal. This is barbaric.
Right.
This is stuff that you would think about only happened hundreds of years ago in the Middle Ages or during Nazi Germany. It's happening here in this country every day, and every American should be shocked and outraged by this.
All right, last question to you, Ed, and that is, this is big litigation. We've got other litigation as well, but on this one, just so people understand the scope and the depth of the amount of people we have working on this, talk about your team that we've assembled for this case.
We have excellent ACLJ attorneys working on this case. We have Eric Zimmerman here in Ann Arbor with me. We have Carly Gammel, Abby Sutherland, Joseph Williams in our other office. We have a team of attorneys in California as well assisting us. This is very important litigation.
Yep.
There's high stakes, and we are vigorously working to defend Troy Newman.
Yeah, six lawyers on this, including our guy we work with a lot in California, Brian. Does a great job for us, and we appreciate all his work. Ed, thanks for keeping us updated. It's important. I wanted people to know what they asked, what we're doing. That was the question that came in via Twitter. There was your 7-minute answer, Logan, to that question. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, you can join us right now for the rest of the next half hour. If you don't get it in your local market, all you have to do is go to facebook.com/jsekulow, and you can not only listen, but watch the show. You can also do that on Periscope and interact with us. Get your questions or comments on the air. Again, facebook.com/jsekulow, or just go to jsekulow on Periscope. You can watch it live right now.
We're going
to
take more calls as well. When we come back from the break, we've got a line open at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let me ask you to do something, everybody that's listening. You heard what Ed called it. It's barbaric. If you haven't signed this petition, we want you to sign it today. This is to defund Planned Parenthood and investigate them. Stop the harvesting of aborted babies' organs. 265,000 signatures and growing. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm urging you to make that call and add your name today. And while you're there, support the work of the ACLJ. Six lawyers fighting Planned Parenthood, their allies, the National Abortion Federation. It's all because of your support to the ACLJ. Any amount you donate to us, we're getting a matching gift for at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Follow us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook, folks, especially those watching by Facebook and Periscope right now. We'll take more of your calls at 800-684-3110 after we come back from this short break.
More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Freedom.
By the way, that's the famous stick song, Fooling Yourself. We're going to put that back in our, there's Jay Sekulow band there playing that. We're going to get that back in one of our Monday night jams. We're doing one next Monday night, then we're taking a break or two for a week. But we're going to do one next Monday night, so get your requests in on that. I want to point out an argument here, Jordan, that we've made a couple of times, and that was when the Gosnell case was going on, what was going inside those clinics, the lack of sanitary condition, the fact that they completely fight any regulatory oversight. And yet that clinic was not only disgusting, but it wasn't sanitary.
That's right. I mean, they don't want to be treated like, remember, in Texas, the ambulatory surgical centers, which, again, are not even the same as a normal hospital, but it's a, you know, an emergency kind of situation. They don't want to meet those kind of standards, yet they're doing these invasive procedures at far along enough in a pregnancy where they can deliver to a company like Stem Express a fully intact child. And so, but yet they don't want to meet the standards of an ambulatory care facility. 24-hour waiting periods, too long for Planned Parenthood. In Florida, in other states, there's a 48-hour waiting period. They challenge all these in court, and they've got these other entities, I think, as we were talking about with Ed, like the National Abortion Federation, also doing their bidding, because this is a mega business. And when you talk about these big businesses, you can't just think Planned Parenthood. You've got to put all the pieces together. There's nonprofits, there's for-profits, there's companies, there's these research centers, and then there's big businesses behind this. And so when you see their reach, you realize what you are up against is not just Planned Parenthood, but an entire industry.
Yeah, and listen to this. This is from Stem Cells Executive CEO talking about the status of some of the tissue that they get, talking about the contamination. And this is disgusting, folks, but I am laying out the evidence for you of what this is all about. So here we go.
Yeah, and there's just so much, too, contamination-wise is another big issue. I mean, to make sure that we're not, you know, investing a bunch of money into trying to isolate cells just to find out that they're contaminated. Sometimes we find that it can be clinic-specific. I've seen really rampant problems with bacteria in certain clinics. Some where you're kind of, like, in question of really should they, you know.
Right.
I've seen staff come out of clinics. So, I mean, I've seen all sorts of things come out of clinics, so.
Staff come out of clinics, and she says sometimes you really question whether they should, you know what? Well, I know what it is. Terminate babies in the womb in these unsafe, unsanitary conditions. We got a ton of phone calls coming in, comments via Facebook and Periscope. Logan, what do we have next?
We got a comment on Periscope. One person asked, what does Stem Express do with these parts? And really, they're kind of the middleman.
They are the middleman.
So they take them and they sell them. They're the big box retailer of fetal baby parts, and that's the best way to really put it. They're not necessarily the ones doing the research.
No.
They're the ones selling it to companies for research or selling it to labs or whatever else is needed.
That's right.
So like I said, they're the middleman, so people aren't buying them directly from Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood gets them to Stem Express, and they sell them from
there. That's exactly correct.
So that's kind of a way to do it. Let's go back to the phones. We got a full bank of calls, and we will do our best to get through all of them today. Let's go to Jim, who is calling from Tallahassee, Florida. Thanks for holding, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to state that don't we have enough organ donors in this country, you know, where they can, you know, research the body parts and stuff, that they got to go.
There is no evidence whatsoever that fetal body parts have developed any successful medications, treatments, or anything else. That's what the medical professionals say. It's not that they're, you know, maybe not trying, but it's just that's just the fact. I mean, we've heard that from a number of other experts. But this is, again, but this puts it in this veneer. But you heard what they said in that soundbite. The other one, they don't even want to know where it's coming from. The academic institutions, they don't want to know that it's a baby. Sign that petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Share our information on Facebook as well, and we encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that by going to aclj.org. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. We'll take more calls, more comments at Jay Sekulow at Twitter and Periscope and at Facebook as well. aclj.org for that matching gift. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Equipped to suit her, but years would pass without a baby. Until a miracle, a desperate girl reached out, and love went on and on, and they found that life came in the grafting.
And that's our friend and fellow bandmate John Schlitt. He's got a great song called The Grafting. You can go to johnwschlitt.com to his website and get that CD or download that. It's a great song about the life issue. We've got a tremendous amount of calls and comments coming in. Let's go to them at 1-800-684-3110. A lot of comments coming in via Periscope and Twitter as well.
That's right. One person first wrote on Periscope, Casey, just said, how can someone be against animal testing and be okay with selling baby parts? And it does seem just like that double standard that happens all the time. It's the same thing that the Cecil the Lion got featured much more heavily than the Planned Parenthood videos. It's the same type of conversation, honestly, because it's an easier conversation to have.
Right.
No one likes to see these things happen to animals, sure. But when it comes to people, it becomes a lot more real and a lot more disturbing, a lot harder to share with your friends. Look, I mean, we know that just purely based on the numbers we ever hear. It's harder to share a video about Planned Parenthood than it is to share a meme about a lion that was killed. You know, it's just the matter of fact. It's just the nature of how it is, and it's disturbing and disgusting, but it's something that we're continuing to fight for.
All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call as well.
All right, going to move on to the phones. Christine, again, has been waiting for a while. Christine in North Carolina, thanks for holding.
Hey, Christine, sorry we had to hold you there so long. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to say one side of the issue I don't think we hear near enough about is I had an abortion about 25 years ago, and it destroyed my life. And I cannot imagine, and it was at Planned Parenthood. I got no counseling before I went in to have an abortion. And I cannot imagine them taking my baby, my child's baby parts, and harvesting them for research.
Look, I don't think any, Christine, look, first of all, you know that you've got forgiveness in Christ. That's number one. Number two, I don't think anybody can imagine it. But Jordan, the fact of the matter is, as lawyers, I'm telling you folks, my job on this broadcast this week has been to lay out the evidence. This is not pretend. We'll find another applicable soundbite in a moment here that kind of focuses on this, and they're in the business of getting fetal body parts. This is what they do, Jordan. This is their business. And it's as horrible as it is, Christine, this is what they do. Jordan?
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, this is how they operate. This is how they increase their revenue streams. Their bottom line is by doing this business with these outside companies. And it's why when we look at the full scope of who is involved in the abortion business, it's not just the abortion providers themselves. You've got this entire, so-called medical research that's going on in these facilities like Stim Express. Yep. I'm sure there are others. And so, again, it's a mega business. That's how you have to think of them. And when you're fighting back against this, you're fighting against statistics they release, scientific studies that they conduct, the media that they award. 16 different journalists receive Planned Parenthood awards, and they accepted them. So think about that, that they go to the, you know, this interest yep. group and accept their awards for the way that they cover their stories.
Let me play for everyone to listen to. I think this is important. This is, again, the CEO of STEM Express talking about volume. Underscoring what Jordan said, this is a business. That's what we've done on this broadcast today. We've showed you the business side of this industry, the killing of unborn children industry. Listen to number 14.
Are you seeing any trends between the independents versus Planned Parenthoods? Or your percentage right now breakdown, are you doing, like, is it pretty split evenly 50-50?
Probably is. I don't know. It is different, but I don't know that I could think really one has more pros or cons than the other. I mean, Planned Parenthood has volume.
Right.
You know, because they're right. a volume institution.
So if they tell you they're not in the abortion business, they're called a volume institution. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110 and your comments as well. But if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110, at Jay Sekulow via Twitter, Facebook, and Periscope as
that's
well.
That's right. And that volume phrase is something that's clearly caught on to everyone who's on Periscope and Facebook. A lot of comments related to that.
Yep.
Spencer Thompson said, so they're all about volume,
yep.
but they care about women's rights. That makes total sense. And we have a lot of people that are really outraged at that moment. You know, at one point, she says, as you can see her here, Kate Dyer should, we feel like Kate Dyer should be arrested, according to this person. It's like nothing to her. And she looks like she loves it as she's sipping her glass of wine. God bless us all. Please forgive our evil ways.
Well, I'll tell you, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, this is horrendous. I mean, it's a horrendous practice. There's not a defense for it. They're callous indifference is who they are.
Another comment came in from Sandy who said this was in relation to the moment where in that video they talk about how, you know, they have to do certain things to get it to the labs because they don't want to see hands, they don't want to see feet.
Right.
And they said they don't want to know where the tissue is coming from because it goes against their conscience. They're dissecting human babies. How is that not enough? You know, and that's really the truth. It is that sort of, you know, your mental state of you don't really want to know where things come from. And you can get around it. So the fact that you're even having to request that shows that even the people that are performing these right. Researches are having moral issues with their own research.
There's no doubt about it. We're disclosing to you the truth of all of this. And let me play for you. Is this the one you want me to play this one now? All right. This is another one coming from following up on what Logan just said. This is from the CEO of STEM Express.
Clinics out there that have been burnt that feel like they're doing all this work for research and it hasn't been profitable for them.
Really?
No, do you feel that way? Sorry, that was.
Oh, I thought you were saying that.
Yeah,
no.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was gonna say I don't see that either. I haven't seen that piece either with that.
Yeah, so there you have it. I mean, that's kind of the. It's all about the profit. All right, let's take a phone call, 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110.
Sure. Dennis is calling from Merrick, New Hampshire, on line 4. Dennis, you're on the air.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello, Jay. Thank you so much for
yep.
taking my call.
Sure.
We appreciate all you're doing
Thanks.
For us here in New Hampshire. The point I'm trying to I bring up is that we're paying our taxes through the government.
Yep.
The government is funding Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Planned Parenthood feeds back through its lobbyists
right.
our tax money that supports the continued support of the funding.
Right.
And it's a never-ending problem. Everything we do is almost going to be destroyed by the money.
Well,
look,
I mean, Jordan said this earlier. He's going to reiterate this again. We're countering them, by the way, in court in San Francisco. They got the National Abortion Federation doing their dirty business there. We're fighting them in Maryland at the Supreme Court of Maryland. We've litigated them throughout the country. But, Jordan, they are a juggernaut. I mean, when they go to Washington, they've got this giant presence. And what we're trying to do right now is meet them in court, in the court of public opinion, in the hallways of Congress.
That's absolutely right. That's what we have to do. That's how you fight back against Planned Parenthood and an organization like this, or you know, a big business like this, is multiple fronts. So you've got to have the advocacy side, some of what we're doing right now on radio, or these videos that are exposing the truth behind this industry. And then, of course, the political side on Capitol Hill, and also in the states around the country, because the states can defund Planned Parenthood, and many have. And then the legal side, of course, battling Planned Parenthood. They fight, and their allies fight, on every single step you could imagine, trying to tie things up in court. And so they're going to fight every way they can. We have to bring the fight in every way we can.
We're doing just that. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110, and comments as well.
Sure, got a comment on Facebook from Cody Perkins, Frederick, who said, how long do you expect that this process has been going on? Years? How long do you believe?
I think they have been doing. I think the procurement of body parts has been probably going on for decades.
Just because we're hearing about it now doesn't mean this is breaking news. Essentially,
it's not. But what's happened is because of the great investigative journalism work done by the Center for Medical Progress (CMP) and our client who's involved in that case and Troy Newman and others, they have disclosed this to the country. The world now knows what's going on here. That this is the harvesting of aborted baby body parts and the putting of in commerce. And that's what this is all about. But yes, I think it's been going on for decades, but we're finding the reality of it right now.
That's right. We got, again, a lot of comments and questions coming in. You can get yours in as well. Go to Facebook.com/JaySekulo. Join the conversation. Be a part of the live broadcast.
Do we have time to grab one more call before the break?
Sure.
A quick one?
Yep, we can give it a try. All right, let's go to Ismail, who's been calling hold for a little while, from Detroit, Michigan. You're on the air. You just got a few seconds. What's your comment?
Hi, Ismail.
Thank you all for doing what you do.
I'm
so glad God put you all in that position.
Thank you.
This is nothing more than a Holocaust for profit. Bottom line, they can call it anything else they want. It's a Holocaust for profit, you know. But as soon as I get off the phone with you all, I will be calling this number.
Well, I appreciate
that. Put my name on the list, okay?
I appreciate
that. Keep doing what you're doing.
God
bless you.
Thank you, Ismail. We appreciate it. You know, look, I had family killed in the Holocaust, and they're right now, whether it's the Holocaust of Nazi Germany, what's going on in the Middle East to Christians right now, I mean, this mass killing on an industrial scale. That's how you define a Holocaust, in a sense, and it's the wiping out of a people. And I don't use those terms lightly, but that's the truth. It's mass scale execution. That's what we're talking about. We're taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110, going to the last segment of the broadcast. And also, hey, folks on Facebook and Periscope, share this with your friends there. We want to get the response up for the last broadcast. Make sure we get all your comments in. We'll take more of your calls. But, folks, sign that petition to defund Planned Parenthood, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And, again, don't forget. We are in the very last days of our matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, it's tax deductible. If you donate $10, we get 20, 20s, 40, 40s, 80. You know how it works. So I'm going to encourage you, go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to encourage you to do that now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 for that matching challenge. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
The fight to protect life is intensifying. With each new video released by the pro-life investigative journalists, we see the brutality of the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood engaging in the horrific practice of dismembering babies and selling body parts. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, working with Congress and in federal court to stop this brutal assault on the unborn. More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our petition right now, stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The fight to protect life is now focused on the U.S. Senate. A critical pro-life bill that bans late-term abortions has just been introduced in the Senate. But the powerful pro-abortion lobby is gearing up, putting pressure on lawmakers to reject this vital legislation, not even put it up for a vote. It's critical that the Senate take up and approve this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. This life-saving measure already has been approved in the House. Now the focus is on the Senate. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on members of the Senate to pass this critical measure without delay. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go right back to the phones. Jordan's here. Logan's here. We're going to take your calls.
All right. We're going to go Marsha from Orange Beach, Alabama, who's watching us on Facebook. Thanks for watching. And you are on the air.
Hi, Marsha.
Hi. Just a couple quick points. One, how do we know what these researchers are even doing with that material? Is it viable DNA material they could be
I will tell you what I have been told, and I'll let you finish your comment, is that there's not been, and this would, Ben Carson has said this, a number of other people have said this, there's not viable results coming out of these fetal stem cells, number one, and certainly fetal tissue. So right now, I don't know. I mean, the question is, and even if there was, I don't think it justifies harvesting body parts because they want these to be older children in order to put to get the organs more developed. It's disgusting even talking about it, but that's the fact. But go ahead, Marsha, with the rest of your comment.
No, I meant could they be using it to clone if they wanted to? But anyway,
I don't know if they're doing. I don't know what the science, what they're doing with it. That part of the data, I just don't know.
That's right. Why there's something like Stem Express. So, you know, it can be a little bit more vague. You can go on and add to your cart. You can say, yep. You can create a wish list on their website of different pieces. Yeah, yeah, of baby parts that you'd like. And it's very disturbing, honestly. If you want to do a little investigation, you can go look at the website themselves. I'm not telling you to go to Stem Express's website, but if you want to see the truth, it's pretty out there and it's pretty easy to find. And we did get a comment about Planned Parenthood specifically on Facebook. Trisha wrote just a little bit ago, what about the relationship between Planned Parenthood and schools? Any investigation on what they're teaching kids to help their bottom line?
Jordan, you've investigated this thoroughly because this came up during the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare, and the fact is that Planned Parenthood is still right now today in a lot of schools spewing their view, their version of their theology, if you will.
That's right, and running the health programs in schools, and again, this gets into that state and federal partnerships that go on with these programs. But that's they have really they do have this pretty unbelievable reach into different segments of society, and it's why it took videos like this. I mean, there's plenty of listeners to this broadcast who have called in before. We haven't gotten as many of these calls with these kind of videos that have exposed this and made it very difficult, if not impossible, to defend funding Planned Parenthood. But we've received a lot of calls before when we talked about this issue in the past when there have been efforts to defund Planned Parenthood at a state or federal level from people who say, yeah, but they do so many other services, and yes, but they do so many other good things, and not fully defending Planned Parenthood, but concerned that what happens if they go away. And that's a testament to the amount of work that they've done trying to build this story that it would be impossible to do away with them.
That's right. And we just obviously just I told everyone about what's going on with Stem Express, and we did just verify, yes, you create a list of what you want. I went on their website, just click a random item that was on there. It was fetal liver that I'm currently on right now, and it goes from $488 to $2,240. That depends if you want it fresh or cryopreserved. So those are the two options you have at this point.
Yeah.
So it's pretty disturbing, and you can get it in different ways. And again, just it is a big box retailer. It's essentially you know, one of these big stores for these kind of parts.
By the way, talking about the profiting on this thing, let's take a listen to David from Twitter wrote, Planned Parenthood is profiting from the shattered souls of mothers whose children they've harvested. Yes. And here's how they discuss it. Number six.
On the range piece, what do you guys feel like you could do on that front? Maybe.
So what would keep your lab happy? Like what would make your lab happy?
Another 50 livers a week.
Another 50 livers a week. You know what business they're in. Let's take another phone call.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Try to get the rest of them for today. Let's move on to Dan, who's calling from Oakland, California. Dan, you're on JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Dan.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. My comment is I would like everyone to call their attorney general, both state and federal. I was wondering, I'm here in California, so of course I was wondering what our attorney general
Your attorney general? Let me tell you what your attorney general is about to do, Dan. Your attorney general doesn't want to investigate Planned Parenthood. Jordan can address this, too. Your attorney general wants to investigate the Center for Medical Progress.
We're not blaming you, though.
Yeah, we're not blaming you, Dan, but that is what your attorney general in California has done. And, Jordan, we verified that Kamala Harris said she's going to investigate CMP and others.
That's right. That's how Planned Parenthood has used its political allies to try and turn these anyone who confronts them
into, the you enemy. Know, turn them into investigations, right? Turn them into the enemy of the mainstream world and make it difficult for them, tie them up in court with the lawsuits. And so you see, it's not just Planned Parenthood. They've got an attorney general in the largest state in the country doing their work for them, doing their bidding for them, if you will.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's take another phone call or another comment coming in.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments, a lot of phone calls coming in. We'll take one of the last phone calls. Mildred in Lakeland, Florida. You're on the air.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, this is me. I just want to thank you so much for showing this.
Sure.
And pushing and showing the lie of Planned Parenthood. They lied to me when I was young. I wish somebody had told me. I wish somebody had let me hear my heartbeat of my child.
Yep.
If I got to see my child, I would have never had an abortion, but I've been forgiven.
Yep.
And I just want women to say no to abortion. I have to be a mouthpiece for those little babies that can't speak in the wounds. Planned Parenthood is nothing but a butchers, and they just want to make money off of our babies.
Well,
so
listen, Mildred,
you.
I appreciate you calling in from Lakeland, Florida, and telling us that story. And you're right, you are forgiven. And it's important for women like you to speak out. And believe me, they don't even want those ultrasounds in those in the crisis pregnancy centers. They don't want to see that because when the woman sees it, they don't have the abortion. And they don't want that. They want the abortion. And now we know not just to do the abortion and get that fee, but to harvest the parts.
That's right. A lot of people are asking, due to the last caller, about the attorney generals and their specific states. How can they find out about, you know, what their local government essentially are staying about?
So we know, Jordan, there's some states we know that are investigating right now, right? We know that Florida's investigating, Louisiana's investigating. How's the best way for folks to contact their state AG's office?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, people can search it pretty easily right now. I'm looking just online, and South Carolina is the 12th state to begin investigation into Planned Parenthood because of these videos. So there's now 12 states. The list is very easy to find. And I think contacting your local state representatives or your state senator, that's a great way to interact with your state government because they represent you and their offices are very responsive. And you're talking again about the states deciding to start these investigations.
Yeah, so there you go. And Jordan, thanks for that. That was good information. All right, let's try to grab the last caller really quickly.
Line 6, you're on the air. Sorry about that. This is Betty, who's calling Virginia Beach. Sorry, Betty, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay. This is in reference to the Susan G. Komen Foundation a couple of years ago when their leader stopped making contributions to Planned Parenthood. And that made me so mad that they were doing it in the first place. And then it made me even madder when they started back after she had stopped it.
Yeah, she got Karen Handel got fired for that, and she was a stalwart on the life issue. She was running for governor of the state of Georgia, I believe.
But yeah, I believe she was essentially they were bullied to start giving Planned Parenthood funds again after there was a giant outrage, especially on social media. At that point, that was for Planned Parenthood. Now we're seeing the exact opposite thing happening. So I think this would be another time to step up. Contact Susan G. Komen and say, why are you standing for this? Because you're right. At the time, public opinion was one way, and just a few years later and a few videos later, we can see how quickly things can change.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. I'm going to encourage you, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And again, we're in that matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
More than 260,000 Americans already have signed on to our petition to call on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood and to stop the sale of body parts. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our petition right now. Stop Planned Parenthood harvesting and selling babies' organs. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.